want to welcome Amy Ray to Irirangi Wāte, and I do believe Amy is with someone else who's wonderful to see you both here. And whānau, don't forget we are here on Irirangi Wāte as well as our Wāte News Facebook page. So if you have any questions or any comments, please do whakapā mai, pātai mai. Me tuku mihi ki a kōrua. Wonderful to see you both.
Kia ora.
And I'm speaking with Amy Ray.
Yes, kia ora, Amy Ray. And
I'm Faye Selby Law. I'm with Papua Te Hauora's National Suri Prevention Coordination Service.
Ah, yes, you are. So wonderful to meet you, see your name on many initiatives, press releases, and they do fantastic work. So thank you so very much for the tireless work that Hapai does, and congratulations to you as well, to Amy, for this initiative. It is the breastfeeding app, Mama Aroha app. How does it work?
So the app has been designed, it's been around actually for about 10 years, but in card form, and it was designed, they were called talk cards, and they were designed to be used by our health professionals. So all the midwives and Plunket nurses throughout New Zealand have been using them, and they're quite well established as a proven effective breastfeeding tool, I would call it. And they are visual. They're a visual resource so that we can connect better with the whānau. Working as a lactation consultant myself in the community with Māori whānau, I just found that a lot of the resources that were available just weren't very adequate, and I found it hard to use. And so I'm a visual person. I like to learn visually. I like things to be practical. I like things to be as simple as possible. And as a breastfeeding mum myself at that time when I was developing them, I kind of put my personal lens on it and looked at what would work well for a mum who's struggling in the middle of the night, who's too tired to read something. So the idea of the resource is that it's full of images and pictures, but it still has the evidence-based information in there so that health professionals such as midwives and Plunket nurses, we can keep our messaging consistent, because that's been a problem, is where we can be inconsistent with our breastfeeding messages. And so this has been well utilised not only in New Zealand but in other countries, Aboriginal communities and India, China are taking this resource up. But the app has been developed so that it can be more readily accessible to our whānau in their own home. During COVID lockdown, we found that there was a gap there, and we had no way of getting this information through to the mums that were struggling with new babies. And so the app is designed to walk a mum through her whole breastfeeding journey, right from the beginning of when she's hapū, right through to having baby, and then those early days. It's got pictures and photos of mums, real mums in New Zealand who have faced real breastfeeding challenges. So it's full of images of real mums doing it. And we hope that, you know, a picture paints a thousand words. So through the pictures, that's where a lot of the learning happens for these mums. I think it's been helpful that I've had six kids myself, and I've used them as product development. And yeah, a lot of the images in there have been my own kids. And yeah, so that's a little bit about, I guess, the app. We are going to add more to it. And Faye is here because Hapai Te Hauora, New Zealand Breastfeeding Alliance and Mokopuna Ora and Kiwi Digital, it's been a collaborated effort, but Hapai have been the big players in helping to get this over the line and make this possible, and also make it possible for this to be a free app for all New Zealand mums to download.
Ka pai. And one of the things I heard, Faye, and this is where Hapai is really great at it, it's about consistent information for our whānau. And that is really important. I mean, it's important for all māma, but particularly for Māori, we need to have consistent information, the right information, but we also need to have that information in an accessible Māori way. How we roll out information to non-Māori isn't quite the same way that we would like it rolled out to us. So that information consistency with this type of app, it really does, it suits us, does it not?
Yeah. I totally agree with you. It needs to look like us. If it doesn't look like us, then we're not interested, eh? That's just the way we are in that reflection of ourselves. We know our atua, and Amy and I have just been talking about the atua hine te iwi iwa and that power that comes. She talks a lot about breastfeeding empowering women, the strength that gives you when you nourish your pepe. And we were just saying that's a significant gift that we've received from our atua. And so transferring this into this 21st century of an app has just been the most amazing experience. Actually, it's been a bit like birth, hasn't it?
It's
been a long, hard road. There's been a lot of
long
testing.
And haputanga, isn't it, 10 years?
And we really acknowledge Kiwa Digital for sticking with us. They've been fantastic. But the artwork that Amy's used, the images, and we want to continue to develop it. We want to use, get more videos on of Māori mamas feeding and experience the difficulties that they experience and how to solve them, because Amy's just such a wonderful guide. And, you know, her manaaki of mama is just huge.
And so, Amy, the app, we're able to have it on our telephones as well too, because we do know that we have a lot of, you know, a lot of our whānau are reliant on their telephones. You know, it does seem to be our third hand and arm. So this app, we're able to download it on our telephones. Are we able to access it free of charge? Some apps you have, let me rephrase that. Are we able to access it without data?
I think you would initially need data to download it from the app store, because every app would need data to download but then you shouldn't need data after it's downloaded.
Right, because there is a health app that's rolled out from Kirikiriroa, and they were adamant that it was an app with that you did not need data, because it was one where you could get access to GPs or to health services. And for those of us who run out of data, you can still access that type of information. But easily download, and I see also too, Amy, that it says it's an app for mama and whānau. So everyone in the whānau, you know, tāne, you know, kaumātua, kuia, tamariki, rangatahi, katoa, can also get information around this really special event around breastfeeding, because it is a special event, isn't it?
It is, and I think it was always my dream, I guess, or the thought process behind it was that every person that mum comes in contact with while having a baby would be sharing the same message and using the same resource. So a lot of the health professionals are already well equipped with this resource and the information in it, and now we've now just opened it up to the whānau level as well. And I've always been a big believer that the art of breastfeeding, that knowledge belongs in the hands of the woman. And so I'm excited to see it return and for women to reclaim that knowledge that actually belongs in their hands.
That's really interesting. It's the art of breastfeeding, Faye. That's a beautiful turn of phrase. But what happens, Faye, Amy, because you're also a midwife as well too. What happens for our mama who aren't able to breastfeed for whatever reason?
Still totally supportive of that. You know, we know that mums. Amy herself was just telling me about her experience with her last baby, where she was unwell for the first 6 days, and she was dependent on donated milk to get her baby started. So the idea here is that, you know, you have a choice. If you can't breastfeed, your tamariki ora, your well child nurse should still be supporting you. And we absolutely agree with that. But we hope that this app will empower and encourage and inform our whānau to make sure that they can have a really good go at it. And if they have that and then they still can't, that's how it is sometimes. Mm.
And Amy, you talked about, you know, mātauranga, tāwhito, old-time knowledge around breastfeeding, and we know that there was a stage in Western philosophy or thought that, you know, breast was not the best, and they left it out and it became a bottle thing. But for Indigenous people, and you talked about Indigenous people, breast was always best because that was our ukai pō, which is, you know, ukai pō. So we're just wanting to reclaim it, but more than reclaim it, entrench it in our future mātauranga.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to use that, entrench it. It's here to stay.
free to use. Yes, and so this is what it is for our future generations, isn't it, and for our moko, is that this is part of our mātauranga tikanga, and that breast is best.
Yes, and it's the way I see it is it's my way of passing on my whakapapa. It's my DNA getting passed on to my next generation, and I feel really proud to be able to give that gift to my children and pass that whakapapa through my breast milk onto them.
It would be fair to say, Faye, that for some of our whānau, not all, but for some of our whānau, they might not have been able to get that mātauranga, the teachings and learnings on breastfeeding. Mm. You know, so some of even our nannies may not have been able to get that information, our māma, and now some of our rangatahi māma having to, you know, look for information like these apps. I mean, this is really critical for some of our wahine who have not had that experience of mātauranga.
It is. It speaks of the disconnection that we have as whānau, where we left our papakāinga, where we left our generational living, where we learnt, you know, we learnt from our kuia and from our kaumātua. And now, you know, I'm a kuia of eight, and here am I working flat tack, and my kids are saying to me, you need to give up work and come home and look after your mokopuna. Because once upon a time, that's what we would have done, and we don't anymore. So, you know, as Amy Ray was saying, we don't, our children don't see their mother breastfeeding, so it's not mātauranga that's passed on. It's not a normal legacy, which is so wonderful about her having six children is that her older children are seeing her breastfeed the younger ones. So it's normalising it, and sharing that mātauranga over and over. So we do, the great thing is kuia and kaumātua can use this app, and, you know, kuia like me, we're getting pretty savvy on our phones, and so they can share it as well. So when a lactation consultant, tamariki order nurse, midwife comes in and shows them the app, they can get it out too, and they can look at it and go, there's pictures of the anatomy of the breast. It shows the letdown reflex. It shows that, you know, the breast isn't like a teat and doesn't have one hole in it, that the milk goes in all directions, that, you know, sometimes it needs some encouragement. We've been talking about, you know, getting too much milk and then getting engorgement. All those things are in this app, and they're all there for anyone who accesses it to receive that mātauranga and be able to use it. But as Amy says, it's all... you know, it's all proven, it's all practiced, it's consistent.
It's got 10 years of credibility behind it. It's been well utilised, in New Zealand by all health professionals. The ministry distributed it, the resource, to all their regions in New Zealand. So it's been well utilised resource and proven to be effective. So it only made sense to continue it on and allow it to flow on out to the whānau. And then hopefully in a few weeks we'll release a version that will go out to the globe.
That's wonderful. And so for before we get onto the global platform, our whānau can access that app now. Where do they go?
So we're launching it live. It'll go live on the App Store on Friday, this Friday at 11 a.m. we're launching.
Ka pai. And congratulations, international as well too. When will that happen?
We are aiming towards the end of August.